Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our first news story for this 8 o'clock hour. Callahan A. Floor was arraigned on November 4th, 2025, on charges of unlawfully carrying a weapon, assault on a police officer, third offense, and indecent exposure as part of a plea agreement with the prosecution. Under the agreement, the charge of malicious destruction of property by fire will be dropped. Floor will be sentenced on January 5th, 2026 at 9 a.m. if he completes a one-year delay of sentence and pays full restitution. The indecent exposure charge will also be dismissed. And William H. Dixon Jr. was re-arraigned on November 4th, 2025 and entered into a plea agreement with the prosecution to plead guilty to charges of failure to comply with the sex offender registry, specifically as a habitual third offender. His bond will remain as previously set, and he is scheduled to appear in court for sentencing on January 12, 2026 at 9 a.m. William H. Dixon Jr. is listed as a registered sex offender in Bad Axe, Michigan. The charges relate to habitual failure to comply with sex offender registration requirements, which is a serious offense under Michigan law. The plea agreement means he will not contest the charges. The sentencing will be determined by the court on January 12th hearing. The defendant will remain on bond until sentencing. The court will review the plea agreement and impose a sentence, which may include incarceration, probation, or other conditions as allowed by law. And Ethan D. Bulla was sentenced for a probation violation related to the delivery or manufacturing of methamphetamine, which is against the law but violated the terms of probation. After avoiding contact with law enforcement since his probation violation, Bulla was recently apprehended. He received a prison sentence ranging from 30 months to 20 years. Bulla was credited for serving 113 days, and his probation has been officially revoked as a result of the violation. And looking at our national news, parental rights were enshrined in Texas law after voters approved a new constitutional amendment. Maine voters backed a red flag law expanding gun seizure options for law enforcement. The results signal continuing debates on family autonomy and gun control. Supporters say the new Texas measure empowers parents in education and healthcare decisions. Critics warn of potential conflicts with federal standards. The changes take effect next year after certification. And in international news, Chile hosted the Pacific South Defense Ministers meeting to bolster maritime security. Ministers from several countries signed agreements to improve border surveillance and information sharing. Officials cited rising threats from smuggling and piracy. The summit ended with a joint statement pledging further cooperation. Economic and military aid is expected to follow. Analysts say Chile's role as host highlights its growing influence in regional security. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get the full stories of those along with your obituaries and weather right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.